All right, healthcare getting hot in D.C., but it is always hot this time of year in Phoenix, Arizona, which saw record temperatures topped 3 days in a row this week. On Tuesday, it was 119 degrees in the overnight low at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport yesterday, a mere 90 degrees. People across the Southwest are cranking their air conditioners, and that has led to a different kind of record. Utilities that serve the Phoenix area have delivered unprecedented amounts of power this week. Bobby Olson is Director of Supply and Trading and Fuels at the Salt River Project Utility. Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. So, you know, forget about the heat record. You're dealing with record demand for electricity. What have you been seeing?
We are, yes. We saw SRP's retail peak load peak over 7,200 megawatts this year, which is an all-time system high for us. That eclipses last year's peak just over 6,800 megawatts.
What does that mean? Put that into context.
So in general, when we talk about megawatt, that serves about 250 to 275 homes. Certainly when we get into a situation like this, those rules of thumb may not apply because you'll see additional air conditioning load and other things that will really load up.
Well, I'm thinking about the upper limit here. Was there a point in the past few days when there was a risk of brownouts or blackouts?
No, SRP was actually in a very good position going into this heat wave. We actually have been planning for an increase in load for some time, and we've managed to acquire some assets here over the past 18 months or so that helped us to meet this particular peak.
So when you say you go out and buy more assets or buy more power, what does that mean exactly? I mean, do you have to make adjustments to the sources of energy that you're using in order to meet the demand?
Asset purchase is really going out and buying a generating station. So late last summer, we actually announced that we purchased Gila River Block 4. That was a generating station that was available. That resource was purchased because we expected peak load to increase. It went a little bit higher than what we were expecting this year. And so timing, it was fortuitous in how it worked out, but we were expecting to see an increase to that.
Well, it's hot all across the Southwest. In California, utilities there, some of them asked customers to cut back on power usage this week, and that would just take some stress off of the system. Is that an option where you are when it's 120 degrees outside?
SRP has been evaluating demand response type programs that would allow and help to facilitate customer behavior kind of in the moment and help them to save on energy consumption during that time to help with system loads. Fortunately, we didn't have to employ any type of demand response type programs here in SRP's territory.
Bobby, your previous peak there was in June of last year. Phoenix metro area is a big, growing city. Scientists say that the Southwest is going to get hotter, that heat waves are going to get longer. Are utilities like yours thinking about a strategy long-term to keep up with demand?
We are constantly planning out in the 30-year timeline because utilities are such a capital-intensive industry. So we're constantly looking forward to understand what that might mean for our load and our customers.
Okay. Well, it looks like Phoenix today will reach about 114 degrees. So if you ask me, that feels like it must be a balmy spring day to compared to what you've been dealing with the last couple of days. So good luck. Stay cool. Bobby Olson, Director of Supply and Trading and Fuels at the SRP utility in Phoenix. Bobby, thanks.
Thanks, Peter.